the 10th Kafisma, starting from Psalm 70. Indeed, O Lord, have I hoped, let me not be put to shame in the age to come, in thy righteousness deliver me and rescue me, incline thine ear unto me and save me, be thou unto me a God that is my defender and a place of strength, that thou mayest save me, for thou art my foundation and refuge. O my God, deliver me out of the hand of the sinner, out of the hand of the transgressor and the unrighteous man, for thou art my patience. O Lord, thou art my hope from my youth, and thee have I been made fast from the womb, from my wombs, from my mother's womb, thou art my protector. In thee continually is my singing of praise. I am become as a wonder to many, and thou art my strong helper. Let my mouth be filled with praise, that I may hymn thy glory and thy majesty all the day long. Cast me not away in the time of mine old age, when my strength faileth. Forsake me not, for mine enemies have spoken against me, and they that watch my soul to counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, pursue him and take him, for there is none to deliver him. My God, be not far off from me, my God, be attentive unto helping me. Let them be put to shame and brought to naught that falsely accuse my soul, and let them be covered with shame and confusion, they that seek evils for me. But as for me, I will ever hope in thee, and I will add to all thy praise. My mouth shall declare thy righteousness, and all the day long thy salvation, for I know not the reckoning thereof. I will commence in the might of the Lord. O Lord, I will make mention of the righteousness which is thine alone. O my God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and till now will I declare thy wondrous works, even unto old age and the dignity of years. My God, forsake me not until I declare thy mighty arm unto every generation that is to come. Yea, thy sovereignty and thy righteousness, O God, and declare even to the heights of great things which thou hast done for me, O God, who is like unto thee. How great are the many and the evil afflictions which thou hast shown into me, yet having returned, thou madest me to live, and out of the depths of earth thou broughtest me up. Thou hast multiplied and magnificence over me, and having returned, thou hast comforted me, and out of the depths of the earth again thou broughtest me up. Therefore also will I confess thee among the people, O Lord, with instruments and psalmody, with a harp I will chant of thy truth unto thee, O God, O God, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall rejoice when I chant unto thee, even my mouth, even my soul, which thou hast redeemed. Moreover, my tongue will meditate on thy righteousness all the day long, when they be put to shame and confounded which seek evils for me. O God, give thy judgment to the king, and thy righteousness to the son of the king, that he may judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. Let the mountains receive peace for the people, and let the hills receive righteousness. He shall judge the beggars among the people, and shall save the sons of the poor, and shall humble the false accusers. And he shall continue as long as the sun and before the moon, from generation to generation. He shall come down like rain upon the fleas, and like raindrops that fall upon the earth. In his days shall righteousness dawn forth, and an abundance of peace until the moon be taken away. And he shall have dominion from sea to sea, and from the rivers even unto the depths of the inhabited earth. Before him shall the Ethiopians fall down, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarsus and the islands shall bring gifts, kings of the Arabians and the Saba shall bring presents, and all the kings of the earth shall worship him, and all the nations shall serve him, for he has delivered the beggar from the oppressor and the poor man for whom there was no helper. He shall spare the poor man and the pauper, and the souls of the poor shall he save from usury, and from injustices shall he redeem their souls, and precious shall be his name before them. And he shall live, and there shall be given unto him of the gold of Arabia, and they shall make praise concerning him always. All the day long shall they bless him, and he shall be a support in the earth, on the summits of the mountains exalted more than Lebanon shall be his fruit, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall be blessed unto the ages before the sun does his name continue, and in him shall be pleased, shall be blessed all the tribes of the earth, all the nations shall call him blessed. Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wonders, and blessed is the name of his glory forever and unto the ages of ages, and all the earth shall be filled with his glory. So be it, so be it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. How good is God of Israel to them that are upright of heart. But as for me, my feet were all but shaken, my steps well nigh have slipped, for I was jealous of the transgressors when I beheld the peace of sinners, for they made no sign of refusal in the time of their death, and they have steadfastness in the time of their scourging. They are not in such toils as other men, nor with other men shall they be scourged. Wherefore their pride has utterly mastered them. They have wrapped themselves in their injustice and ungodliness. Their injustice shall go forth as out of fatness. They have passed through to their heart's intent. They have sought and spoken in wickedness. They have spoken unrighteousness in arrogance. They have set their mouths against heaven, and their tongue roves on the earth. Therefore shall my people return hither, and full days shall be found in them. And they said, how does God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the sinners. They prosper in this age and have obtained the riches. And I said, surely in vain have I kept justice in my heart and washed my hands among the innocent. And I become a man scourged all day long, and reproof was mine in every morning. And I said, I shall speak thus, lo, I should have broken covenant with the generation of thy sons, and I sought and understand to understand, but this was toilsome in my sight, until I came unto the sanctuary of God and understand their ends. Surely for their crafty dealings thou hast appointed evils for them. Thou hast cast them down in their exaltation. How are they come unto desolation? In a moment they have ceased to be. They have perished because of their iniquity. As a dream of one who awakes, O Lord, in thy city, thou shalt bring their image to naught. For my heart was fired, and my reins had been changed, and I was brought to naught, and knew it not. I become as a beast before thee, and I am ever with thee. Thou hast held me by my right hand, and by thy counsel thou hast guided me, and with glory hast thou taken me to thyself. For what have I in heaven, and besides thee what have I desired upon earth? My heart and my flesh have failed, O God, in my heart, and God is my portion forever. For behold, they that remove themselves from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all that go in whoring from thee. But it is good for me to cleave unto God, to put my hope in the Lord, that I may declare all thy praises in the gates of thee, daughter of Zion. O God, why hast thou cast us off into the earth? What has thine anger raised against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased from the beginning. Thou hast redeemed the rod of thine inheritance, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy hands against their pride at the end, against the things which the enemy has wickedly done in thy holy place, and they that hate thee have boasted in the midst of thy feast. They set up their ensign, ye signers, though they knew it not, as it were for thee departing on high, as in the forest of trees with axes they cut down the doors with over together with two-edged axe, and masons' hammers have they broken down, with fire have they burned down thy sanctuary. They have profaned even unto the ground the habitation of thy name. They said in the heart, even the whole kindred of them together, come, let us abolish all the feasts of God from the earth. Our signs have we not seen? There is no more any prophet, and he will know us no more. How long, O God, shall the enemy utter reproaches? Shall the adversary provoke thy name to the end? Wherefore turnest away thy hand, and thy right hand out of the midst of thy bosom forever? But God is our King before the ages. He has wrought salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst establish the sea by thy might. Thou didst break the heads of the dragons in the water. Thou didst crush the head of the dragon. Thou givest him as food to the Ethiopian peoples. Thou hast cloven fountains and torrents. Thou hast dried up the rivers of Yethan. Thine is the day, and thine is the night. Thou hast perfected the light and the sun. Thou hast made all the borders of the earth. Summer and spring hast thou fashioned. Be mindful of this, thy creation. The enemy has reproached the Lord, and the mindless people has provoked thy name. O deliver not unto beast the soul which does confess thee, of the souls of the paupers. Be not forgetful unto the end. Look thou upon thy covenant, for the dark places of the earth are filled with the houses of iniquity. Let not the humbled and shamed man be turned away. The beggar and the poor man shall praise thy name. Arise, O God, judge thine own cause. Remember the reproach made against thee by the mindless man all the day long. Forget not the voice of thy suppliants, the pride of them that hate thee, as sinners continually. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages, amen. We will confess thee, O God, we will confess thee, and we will call upon thy name. I will tell of all thy wonders. When I am given the appointed time, I will judge uprightly. The earth is melted, and all that dwell therein, it is... it is I that made steadfast the pillars thereof. I said to the transgressors, do not transgress, and to the sinners, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, and speak not unrighteousness against God, for judgment cometh not from thee by ways, nor from the west, nor from the desert mountains, for God is judge. This man he humbleth, and another he exalteth, for in the hand of the Lord there is a brimming cup of unmingled wine, and he has inclined it from side to side, but the dregs thereof were not fully emptied out. Oh, the sinners of the earth shall drink of them, but as for me, I will rejoice forever. I will chant unto the God of Jacob, and all the horns of the sinners will I break, but the horn of the righteous man shall be exalted. And Judea is God known, his name is great in Israel, and his place has been made in peace, and his dwelling in Zion. There did he break the power of the bow, the weapon of the sword in the battle. Thou shinest wondrously from the everlasting mountains. Oh, the foolish of heart were troubled, they have slept their sleep, and all the men of the world have found nothing in their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, they that had them mounted upon the horses fell asunder. To be feared, and who shall withstand thee? From henceforth is thy wrath. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from the heaven. The earth feared and was still when God rose to judgment and saved all the meek of the earth. For the inward thought of man shall give praise unto thee, and the remainder of his inward thought shall keep a feast to thee. Make your vows and pay them to the Lord our God. All that are round about him shall bring gifts to him that is to be feared, and taken away the spirit of princes to him that is to be feared among the kings of the earth. With my voice unto the Lord have I cried, with my voice unto God, and he was attentive unto me. In the day of mine affliction I sought out God, with my hands of praise done by night before him, and I was not deceived. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God, and I was glad in it. I spake in idleness, and my spirit became faint-hearted. Mine eyes were wakeful before the watches. I was troubled, and I spake not. I thought upon the days of old, and the years of age, and I called to mind, and I meditated. By night I pondered, and my heart and my spirit searched diligently. Will the Lord then cast me off unto the ages, and will he be favorable no more? Or will he cut off his mercy unto the end? Has he brought to an end his word from the generation to generation? Or will the Lord forget to be merciful? Or in his wrath will he shut up his compassion forever? And I said, now have I made the beginning. This change has been wrought by the right hand of the Most High. I remember the words of the Lord, for I will remember thy wonders from the beginning, and I will meditate on all thy works, and I shall ponder upon thy ways, O God, in the sanctuary of thy way. What God is as great as our God? Thou art God who workest wonders. Thou hast made thy power known among the peoples. With thine arm hast thou redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee and were afraid. The abysses were troubled. Great was the resounding sound of the waters. The clouds gave forth a voice. Ye, for thine arrows passed abroad. The voice of thy thunder is in their rolling, and thy lightnings have lightened the world. The earth was shaken, and it trembled, and the sea are thy byways, and thy paths in many waters, and thy footsteps shall not be known. Thou leadest thy people as sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.